Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with a new friend, Chuck Wall, soon to be not a new friend. He's got a lot more to teach us, Chuck has, and we're here to talk to you about his brand new book, Customer CEO, How to Profit from the Power of Your Customers. And CustomerCEOBook.com, right, Chuck? Is that right?
That's it.
And your own website is Customer. His business is called Customer CEO, folks. He believes this so much, he named his business after it. And so, at Customer CEO Consultancy, I'm sorry, Consulting, CustomerCEOConsulting.com is his website. Check that out. He helps companies just like you and me put their best foot forward in the marketplace along the lines of what we're talking about. Now, Chuck, you went out in the marketplace and you found examples, I believe, and you report about them in the book of how companies are doing what you propose with your idea of Customer CEO.
You bet.
Tell us some of those stories.
I've always loved, you know, business stories, whether you've got Inc. magazine in the mail every month and ripped it open to see what you could learn from that story. So I decided in this book to include almost three dozen of them, and I looked for examples. It's built around this idea of the nine powers that I believe the customer has, mm-hmm. that really they wield over everybody. And so, as an example, I was fascinated, have been fascinated for years about IKEA and why IKEA does such a really phenomenal job at understanding their customer. And I learned that really the original idea of their kind of knockdown assemble at home furniture came by accident, that early employee was trying to put a particular table in the trunk of his car and it wouldn't work, so he broke the legs off and to close the trunk, and then realized, wait a minute, what if we could assemble the furniture? Well, that turned out to become their single greatest value proposition, which was the customer wanted the furniture today more than wait for it to be delivered tomorrow.
They were willing to put a couple of wing nuts on to get it today, weren't they?
Exactly. So they built their entire philosophy. In fact, the founder, Ingvar Kamprad, said, you know, we finally decided the customer was the one in charge, not us. Another great example is, the great company Amazon, Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Their founder, Jeff Bezos, from the beginning had a corporate practice, and they still do this today, by the way. I actually talked to two people at Amazon that confirmed it for me. They had the practice of an empty chair at every executive meeting held at Amazon. And Bezos' idea was that
like a Seder, right? They're waiting on
Elijah. Yeah, exactly.
Waiting
right.
on Elijah
that's
to
right.
come back, I guess.
That's right. They said it was for the most important person that couldn't attend, which is, of course, the customer.
Right.
And as you look at these ideas, many large companies as well as startups, and, you know, no one was big when they began. They all started as a startup, right? And I think that's the thing every business person has to keep in mind is that no one that's big was big to start with. They had
right.
to get that way.
Right.
So by these kind of customer-centered practices, I think every business person can really see much greater success faster if they'll just keep the customer in the center of their decisions.
It seems to me, though, Chuck, the big problem where we're stuck the most is not so much in people not recognizing how important the customer is, but not being able to get out of their own way with regard to what the customer wants. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think, in the book I talk a lot about this idea of constant listening. I can't tell you how many times in, you know, beginning to work with a client, I'll ask them, when's the last time you talked to a customer? And, you know, this executive, whatever level it may be, will say, well, you know, I have people that do that. Or, well, we did some focus groups a couple of years ago. And the thing I'll tell them is that's irrelevant because the market is moving so quickly. Things are changing so fast. Unless you are taking the pulse of customers literally every day, you are going to get left behind. And that's so the smartest companies, whether they're small, medium, or large, they're the ones that are really in the marketplace every day. That's one thing Apple does, frankly, to the Apple stores. People think Apple doesn't do market research, that it was all Steve Jobs, but that's not true. The Apple stores actually are laboratories where every single right. day they're talking and engaging with customers to learn how are they using the products and what improvements.
And they're presuming that they're going to learn something new every day, as opposed to in the old days when you and I were coming up, Chuck, me way before you, where you'd ask a customer something, you'd expect them to be that way 5 years from now. Today it's not like that, and that's one of the points I'm making about getting out of your own way. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me even challenge this idea. This idea is a challenge. I think that customers today are so much farther ahead than companies. It's not even funny.
There's no question.
And to prove that, just look at the growth of apps on the
right.
smartphone.
Right.
Companies, in many cases, don't even know what is being done to their own business.
Right.
And
right.
today, a customer in just an instant can change the course of someone's business by just pushing a button.
Right. And the customer, and the interesting thing is, the customer is the head of the business, but they don't even care. I mean, it's not like they're mad at it's not like they're mad at somebody. They're just doing it because they can. And that's the reason why so many businesses are having a tough time right now. Hey, Chuck,
right.
give us the website again, please.
Yep, you can go to CustomerCEOBook.com and learn all about Customer CEO.
That's the book, and it's brand new, and you'll like it, folks. You know you will. Chuck, will you come back another day?
You bet.
You've got more to teach us. We'll have you back again real soon. Chuck Wall, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.